If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
Our new fall arrivals will give you all the feels at the JCPenney Beautifall Sale. Shop and save on rich colors and cozy layers with up to 40% off select fall styles for men and women. Plus, get more for less with an extra 25% off with coupon. Or there's no better time to restock on everyone's favorite denim with 40% off select Levi's for the family. Find the fall style you've been missing. JCPenney. Offers valid 10-8 to 10-14. Offers and coupons do not apply to Levi's. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day. Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
See who we are next week. This was one game that I felt like we got out-coached and got outplayed, so we'll find out next week.
That's the swag that we need.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce Arians telling you he was outcoached by Matt Nagy. And David, we asked the question, has this sent the Bears on a different trajectory? What about Nagy? Was that a good night for him? Is that he outcoached Bruce Arians, according to Arians, but I think we're left scratching our heads about why you give Tom Brady time for the two-minute drill, and Brady falters, so it's not a problem, but what's your take on Nagy outcoaching Bruce Arians?
It's fair scrutiny, and I was surprised to hear Bruce Arians say that. I think that he obviously was referring to just the way they were unable to solve the Bears' pass rush and some other things, perhaps, especially with the way the game went down in the end, and nobody told Tom Brady it was fourth down. Maybe that's what he was referring to. But if you're Matt Nagy, you look at it a couple different ways. Obviously, glass half full. You're 4-1. Your team is resilient. They've had three victories where you've overcome double-digit deficits. So you've got a team and a locker room that believes in the cause, that believes in the program, that believes in your coaching staff, and believes anything is possible. On the other hand, it reminded me of, you win a big game, and you still have these nagging things that bother you when you're dissecting everything that happened. Remember that back to the Lovie Smith era when they won a playoff game, you know, in 2006, that season against the Seahawks in overtime. At the end of regulation, Lovie Smith calls timeout for some reason with 2 seconds left. It gives the Seahawks a chance to win the game with the Hail Mary. Dumb decision. Bad lapse in judgment. And last night, Matt Nagy won despite having a bad lapse in judgment and giving the ball back to Tom Brady. At that point, instead of running the ball on second down and 9 with a minute 28 left and only running 6 seconds off the clock, they had one timeout left. You gave him the ball back with a minute 13. That's an eternity for a quarterback like Brady. So mixed results. I think overall, good night for Nagy, but it didn't remove all the doubts that I think people might have.
All right, we have a lot of people want to check in. Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Ryan is in Northbrook. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to Chris. He's in Humboldt Park. We lost Ryan. Chris, my God,
hey,
are you there?
Hey, no worries, guys.
Oh, thank you.
I'm relatively happy with yesterday's win. But overall, with the performance of the team, I still have my doubts like everybody else. I was highly annoyed with the third quarter and how the Bears really couldn't take advantage of all those penalties the Tampa Bay was committing. Obviously, you guys mentioned it that you know, the play calling of Matt Nagy deciding to give Tom Brady some extra life was definitely a head scratcher for me. And the one thing you guys brought up right now is the resiliency of the team, but how long can the Bears go on playing like this? Like, coming back from behind is nice, but doing it every game, I don't think that's not the way to go, especially once you get deeper into the season. I'm sorry. I just like to see one game where they absolutely dominate and kick the other team's butt. That's all, guys.
Thanks,
Chris. They kind of did that, Chris. Thanks for the phone call. That's a tough crowd. I mean, that's the pretty good team they beat last night. Mully, let me call. I'm calling in. David from the home studio. I want to ask you a question. So when you look at last night, I mean,
we lost David.
Oh, thank you. Am I being too? Are we being too harsh in second guessing Matt Nagy's clock management at the end of the game? Because when you look around the league, and I know we have both watched a lot of NFL for a lot of years, don't you find a lot of coaches have issues with time management at the end of games?
Yes, and I think that to kind of connect that point with what Chris was saying, it seems to me that you don't have a lot of margin for error, okay? I think it's a little bit different sometimes with the team that is relying on their defense to win a game, which is exactly what happened yesterday. And I think that the offense did enough. You know, if you hold a team to 19 points, you got to win the game. They did, just by the skin of their chinny chin chin, but they did it. And I think that that's the worry. When you're coming back, and what was your statistic, David? It's like the first time in NFL history that Tom Brady has failed in the two-minute drill. No, the first time in NFL history that a team has returned from how many comebacks?
There are seven other teams that have come back from double-digit deficits three times in the first five games, and the Bears are one of them. So that's historic, and that gives you a sense that this team is starting to believe in a lot of things that are sort of intangible about this group, and that's where you get chemistry, and that's where you get the things that are difficult to quantify. But you're right. That's a really good way to explain it. So I just was curious, because you don't want to be critical, overly critical about and miss, you know, the forest for the trees here. The big picture is the Bears are resilient, and they beat a good team for the first time last night.
No question about it. And I'm not trying to go after Matt Nagy in any way, but just as we talked about in the first couple of wins of the season, the idea that you came away with a win but with a lot to improve, I think that the same thing might have happened. You came away with a win, but hey, Matt Nagy, look at that and just clean that up. That's all we're saying. Clean it up. Clean up that clock management. Sam is in North Lake. Sam, good morning.
Hey, Sam.
Good morning. The best show on the radio. You know the great thing about working home, I get to listen to you guys. But I got a question for you, though. So is Matt Nagy holding Jim McMahon, I mean, Nick Foles back from scoring at least 30, 40 points a game? This is my question for you guys. I'm tired of the slow starts. I'm a healthy guy, but this ain't good for my health. You know? I'm going to hang up listening to what you guys got to say. Love you guys.
Thank you.
It's a fair question. You know, Nick Foles, we don't know a lot about him because we've only seen him start two games as a Bears quarterback. But what we've seen, he is sort of the consummate reliever, Mully, who's almost like got a little Craig Kimbrell in him. He's got to load the bases and face a little bit of jeopardy before you get the best out of him. I don't know if that's something that you can make a living off of. He certainly has, but it's not the way you want to win and go into the rest of the season. So I don't know. It keeps working because he's somebody who, when you back him into a corner, he seems to come out, you know, ready for a fist fight. And he won it last night, but I just don't know. It's a really good comment, Sam, because you don't want to fall behind double digits every time and then come firing back, because that's not sustainable.
Well, I want to be careful how I say this, but he started so poorly, you felt like he relieved himself. He came in and was a different guy.
I'll take the right-hander.
Okay.
Ricky Renteria is calling for the lefty, but I want the right-hander.
John is in Fox Lake. My God, John. Hi, John guys. Fox, you scared the hell out of me.
Those two words. Everything's a problem. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hey, the one thing that's disturbing me with the league as a whole, I think this year there's lessons to be learned in terms of a preseason regimen, a training camp. I don't know if we need to go four games, but in watching a lot of games across the board, and there's a lot of key talent that is going down, having season-ending injuries. And I don't know if you guys know this or not. I mean, is the league tracking this? Is it more than previous years? Because it just seems like it's on the spotlight. You're hearing a lot of guys go down. And, you know, maybe this year with a lack of a training camp, that had something to do with it. But you can't have star talent go down. It just waters down the whole experience.
Thanks for the phone call, John.
It is all a problem.
John, I think one of the things, you know, we talked about this before the start of the season, and this is my new task for the weekend. I'm going to spend some time. There's a couple of things that I really want to look up and spend some time with, one of which will be this idea that it's an abnormal number of ACLs that we're seeing already in the NFL. And I think that was a fear going into the season. We heard from there was a shortened year where this doctor, an expert in this, came out and said that, hey, you're going to have problems here. And sure enough, they did. They had an inordinate number of the same injury. I've got to check that, and I'll wait till after the weekend games to fully do that math. But I got to tell you, it does seem like the lack of a – it just seems – let's put it this way. The healthiest team, the team that's left standing, will be the team that wins, because we're seeing – look at that Tampa team. They were down a ton of players.
Yeah. Lost a lot of guys that weren't able to contribute last night, Mully. And I think you're exactly right. You know, if this wasn't necessarily the expectation, this rash of serious injuries, especially the ACLs, is a confirmation of a lot of people's fears heading into a season without – an exhibition schedule, without a regular training camp. These things were feared to going, you know, people were afraid this was going to be the case, and it is. And now the NFL's got to keep that in mind as it discusses what is the new preseason format going to look like and how many games is appropriate to prepare for a 17-game schedule.
Great stuff. All right, David, we're going to take a moment. We'll come back. We'll bring in our colleague Dan Bernstein. We can talk to him. We'll find out if that was good enough for him, because didn't he want like 100-0 or something yesterday?
He said it was a big moment for Matt Nagy, so I'm curious to see what he thinks of Matt Nagy coming out of last night.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's all a problem. I mean, you know, there's coaching this stuff's a problem.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. A special Bears Monday on Friday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Brought to you by Elmer's BMW and Loyola Medicine.
Hey, sports fans. Ultimate Vegas insider John Anthony is back, and I'm on fire. To prove it, I'm releasing the entire weekend absolutely free on the recorded message line. Call 1-800-808-3481. I love these matchups. Thursday night, Tampa Bay, Chicago. Saturday, Florida, Texas A&M. Sunday, Minnesota, Seattle. Plus the entire weekend free. Destroy your book with John Anthony, and it's absolutely free. Call now, 1-800-808-3481. That's 1-800-808-3481. Information wins. John Anthony Sports Against the Spread. I love to go 6-0, and it's free on me. Thursday through Sunday, Tampa Bay, Chicago. Saturday, Florida, Texas A&M. Sunday, Minnesota, Seattle. Call the recorded message line. Call 1-800-808-3481. 1-800-808-3481. Or go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Firefighters, paramedics, police officers, they take care of us. And at AAMCO, we're proud to take care of them. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. As an essential business, we work on every kind of car repair with flexible financing and extra safety precautions. Essential, reliable, trusted. That's the men and women who are there for us. And it's our honor to be there for them. AAMCO. Check out our flexible financing. Limited time offer. Financing is subject to third-party approval. Restrictions, limitations, and exclusions may apply. See your participating AAMCO Center for details.
Are you a first-time home buyer? If so, First Eagle Mortgage offers loans with little to no money down, even if you have less than perfect credit. If you're self-employed, we offer loans that don't require tax returns or pay stubs. I'm Herb Levin, owner of First Eagle Mortgage. We make the loan process painless with low rates and closing costs. Call First Eagle Mortgage at 847-441-4116. That's 847-441-4116, or go online at 1steeglemortgage.com.
Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, NMLS 453013.
Our new fall arrivals will give you all the feels at the JCPenney Beauty Fall Sale. Shop and save on rich colors and cozy layers with up to 40% off select fall styles for men and women. Plus, get more for less with an extra 25% off with coupon. Or there's no better time to restock on everyone's favorite denim with 40% off select Levi's for the family. Find the fall style you've been missing. JCPenney. Offers valid 10-8 to 10-14. Offers and coupons do not apply to Levi's. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right. Moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing. Which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
Top of the hour brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it.
This is a special Bears Monday on Friday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Tampa. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls.